Our days on this earth, yours and mine, are numbered. We have a finite time left to have a positive, lasting impact on the lives of those around us, those who matter most. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. We've been chatting this week about using the gifts and the resources that God's placed in our hands to do good wherever we go. Sure, there's a cost to that, and our circumstances may not be ideal, muddied as they often are by uncertainty. But let's get real here. The time that we have left to do the good things that God's calling us into gets shorter with every tick of the clock. And whilst we live in a three-dimensional world, it's this fourth dimension, time, that we often fail to take into account. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verses 7 and 8. It is good to be alive. It is nice to see the light from the sun. You should enjoy every day of your life, no matter how long you live. But remember that you will die, and you will be dead much longer than you were alive. And after you're dead, you can't do anything. If you believe in Jesus, then you're going to spend the rest of your eternity in His presence. Fantastic news! We'll spend forever worshiping Him. But it also means that our opportunity to do good, to impact lives with His love, to see people come to a saving knowledge of Him, will be over. That means there's a sense of urgency. Yes, it's good to be alive, to see the light of the sun, to enjoy every day of our lives. But let's also be about His business of doing good wherever we go, before it's too late. That's God's word fresh for you today. The things God's calling you to do are no doubt different to what He's calling me to do, and His calling on our lives requires discernment. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.